On Easter Sunday, we had full services with 1,000 people attending one or more of our four services at Maple and the Tyler campus. The music was big and loud and joyous. Greeted one another with "Christ is risen," and responded, "He's risen indeed. Alleluia." Easter has extra music, a big breakfast, and an egg hunt for the kids. Guess what the attendance will be like this Sunday? Now, I know, of course, all the out-of-town family won't be there. The choir is given the day off. The brass and bells will be silent. So, yeah, attendance will probably be a little bit off of 1,000 this coming weekend. Not to mention we'll have at least one less service. You know, often the attendance is way down after Easter. But do you know who will come? The people who normally attend worship, even if the time change is against us and we've lost an hour. The people who will come on the Sunday after Easter want to be there. They need to be there and find just as many reasons to be there as on an Easter Sunday. But even the service itself is less dramatic than Easter. The message is but an echo of the big announcement of last week's, "He's not here, he has risen." This Sunday, Thomas will see the risen Jesus and believe and doubt no more. And the following Sundays to come will trace the course in the book of Acts of this same message going forward from the empty tomb into the entire world, even into our ears this many years later. So is there really all that much left to come and see or even to celebrate this Sunday? Well, to be honest, no. I mean, the news has not changed. Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed, but we still come. Not because we have to, but because Jesus is with us. We, like Thomas, believe that Jesus is our Lord and our God. We, like the other disciples, continue to gather to proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Again and again, each meal that we celebrate at the Lord's Supper, and there we receive Jesus with our hands, and we eat and drink at His table. We hear our risen Savior's voice as the Scriptures are read, the sermon preached, the hymns sung. We speak with our Lord in our prayers, and we serve Him as we care for one another, knowing that He has said that whenever you serve the least of these, you're serving Me. Well, my prayer is that you will come this Sunday and the next Sunday and the next, and yeah, just that the weekly worship, daily prayers, regular study of His Word would continue to be your normal habit as one who has been given life in Jesus through holy baptism. My prayer is that you gather with those in your house for a daily devotion of Scripture reading. I recommend the book of Acts, and for prayer at the end of your day with a blessing and a hug and an "I love you" and a "sleep well." With that in mind, hope to see you all this Sunday in Bible study and worship. I will be preaching on Acts 4 and looking at what life was like for those early Christians and how it might be our life as well. See you then.